Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. It's official. Salida's F Street Plaza is dead, at least for this year. Earlier this week, the city of Salida announced the decision, which has been the subject of discussion and debate at several recent city council meetings. Among the reasons cited for reopening the stretch of F Street that had been closed for the past few summers since COVID hit in 2020 was fire and pedestrian safety. According to the official press release, downtown is the highest risk for the fire department, and during the closure, access to downtown buildings by fire or other public safety officers was severely limited. Salida City Council also heard feedback from Salidans that the closure presents accessibility issues for our differently abled community. Barricading the streets makes our downtown corridor less universally accessible and creates challenges for people to find parking and frequent their favorite shops and restaurants. While the future of the F Street Plaza is currently uncertain, the city has announced that ADA improvements are planned for the corner of F Street and 2nd Street and F Street and 3rd Street. Those plans are in the design phase with completion planned for 2025. Those improvements include the expansion of the sidewalks on those corners, which could include additional pedestrian space or other amenities meant to slow traffic and create a greater sense of safety. The Chaffee Housing Authority meets tonight in Buena Vista. Among the action items on the agenda are contracts for going forward with construction on Jane's Place, a Salida-based shelter and temporary home for families named after the late Jane Whitmer, who was an advocate for women, children, and families for many years with FYI, or the Family and Youth Initiative. Speaking of housing projects supported by the CHA, the Buena Vista Board of Trustees received an update earlier this week on the Carbonate Street Project Phase 1 from Project Manager Joseph Teipel. The Carbonate Street Project is located just south and west of the Collegiate Commons. Phase 1 includes the apartments and the core and shell of the Child Care Center. BV-centered manufactured housing firm Fading West, which is a partner in the project, conducted a naming survey for the apartments. Their official name will be the Midland Apartments, referred to as the Midland in short. The agenda packet stated that construction had been tentatively scheduled to start on March 4th, with a groundbreaking anticipated on March 13th. However, this groundbreaking date has been moved to Monday, April 1st, according to Teipel. The building permits have been approved by the town, but haven't yet passed to the county. Teipel reported that the production of the shells for apartments has been completed by Fading West's factory. There will potentially be an event in May for the moment the shells are set in place. And finally, the Chaffee County Democrats held a fundraising event at the Scout Hut in Salida on Saturday, February 17th. The event officially introduced Gina Lucrezi and Dave Armstrong as the Democratic candidates for Chaffee County Commissioner in Districts 1 and 2, respectively. The event featured a veritable who's who of Chaffee County and Colorado Democrats. Attendees heard from Speaker of the Colorado House of Representatives Julie McCluskey, U.S. Representative Brittany Patterson, and former U.S. Representative Ed Perlmutter. Former member of the Colorado Senate Kerry Donovan emceed the fundraising portion of the event, and County Commissioner Keith Baker emceed the speakers. Other notable attendees were Chaffee County Clerk Lori Mitchell, who was praised multiple times as one of the best county clerks in the state, Chaffee County Commissioner P.T. Wood, Buena Vista Mayor Libby Fay, BV Trustee Sue Cobb, BV Trustee Misha Rosenauer, and many other familiar faces from around the county. State Democratic Party Chair Shad Moreeb kicked off the event. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, February 29th at 9:45 a.m.